Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. Jaya Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Gaura Haribol. Gaura Premanande Haribo Om Jnana Tamarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Vidatandena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katahmayam Datati Swapadantikam Vande aham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Trubhyashtra Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanivyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I offer my respectful obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who saved me by His unlimited compassion and mercy. No other motive except to give mercy on behalf of His spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I offer my respectful obeisances to all my revered God brothers and God sisters, whom I'm attached to and dependent upon for my life. I offer my obeisances unto all the Vaishnavs, Vaishnavis who are present here today. It is because of your hearts that I have happiness in life. And I've been thinking recently, just thought came to me, how crowded the universe is. I mean, it doesn't seem crowded when you're flying over the United States sometimes, and it looks like there's a lot of open territory. But anywhere you go, there are living entities. It doesn't matter if it's in the desert, or I go to the park every day, and whenever I sit down in the park, then there's always some living entities there. There are crows, and there are dogs, there are people, and there's all kinds of insects everywhere. And sometimes I'm sitting at my desk in my office and I look around and there's living entities all over the place. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the souls are sarvagataha, they're all pervading. They go everywhere in this world because they can. It's an indestructible part of Krishna, particle of Krishna. And then I was thinking about what's the difference between the kind of crowdedness that's here in this world and the kind of crowdedness that we have in here today or in the spiritual world. And the difference is the affection that we have or the purpose that we have in life. Living entities, someone was telling me about, there's a bed bug infection infestation all over America. And they're not very much appreciated, bed bugs, because they have their own agenda. They just want, they want to drink your blood, basically. And people don't like them. They're always trying to kill them, actually. And there's a lot of conflict in the world because everyone wants something for themselves. There's some feeling there that I want mine. But in the spiritual world, there's more living entities, actually. The material world is only a small representation. There's just a few people here compared to the spiritual world. It's much more crowded. But no one feels crowded, actually. There's no inconvenience there from feeling crowded. And even in the inconvenience that's there, there's a blissfulness from being inconvenienced, because you know that inconvenience is an austerity that you're performing for the pleasure of Krishna, coming together for serving Him. So it goes to the state of heart, what's in one's heart. And that special quality, that transformation of heart, actually is a great gift. It is the only gift, actually. It's the only thing that's worth having, which is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that one must experience a change of heart. It doesn't matter where you are externally in this world and what kind of situation that I arrange for myself. If I haven't had a change of heart, then there's no possibility of feeling any peace. Krishna talks about this near the end of the Bhagavad Gita when he says, Apuryama namachala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tavat kama kami. He mentions the kama kami, someone who is chasing after desiring of being more desirous and chasing after desires can't be happy. But the person who doesn't have that, who feels satisfaction within the heart, is actually like an ocean. And the ocean's always being filled up with rivers, but the rivers don't make it increase in size. And in the fifth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about how a person can actually feel happy in life. Sarva karmani manasa sannyasasi sukham vashi navadwari pure dehi naiva kurvan nakarayan. He says a person who's renounced his attachment, his personal agenda, personal attachment to things in this world, thinking this is mine and this is for others, and making friends and enemies, that kind of person actually feels satisfied within the heart. And that kind of wisdom, the power to change the heart, comes down through the disciplic succession. It's coming from Krishna, actually. Krishna is the source of all good qualities. And his instruction and his association, which he affords to everyone in the world, in this material world, is available, as he says, through parampara. Evam parampara praptam imam raja shayo viduhu. Sakalaneha mahata yoga nashta parantapa. When he spoke to Krishna on the battlefield of, when Krishna spoke to Arjuna on Kurukshetra, he told him that the science for achieving this state of consciousness, the state of heart, had been lost. And therefore, he was restating it to Arjuna. He said it again in the Bhagavad Gita, which we have. We have that Bhagavad Gita. And that he spoke to his devotee Arjuna. And this is how the message that comes down. It's passed from one devotee to the next. And that message teaches us how to change the heart. It's the only solution in this world. There is no other solution. Everyone's looking for some kind of a solution or adjustment to try to find some sort of satisfaction. Otherwise, we don't move. I move because I itch. I move because I owe money. I'm sitting down and I want to be peaceful, but then I remember I have to get up and I have to write to my tax attorney, because if I don't, he's going to write to me, and I'd rather write to him first. And so many obligations. Therefore, Bhagavatam says, Devarshi bhutatnan rinam pitrinam nakinkro nayam rani charajan sarvatmaraya sharanam sharanyam gatomukundam parihritakartam. That everyone has this weight on their shoulders, and therefore they can't get comfortable. They have so much debt. But he says, there's one way. There's one person that's happy. And that's the person, sarvatmanaya sharanam. Their whole heart, their whole soul, sarvatmana, sarva atma. That means atma is defined as body, mind, and soul. And sarvatmana sharanam means to give it up. Just give it up at the lotus feet of Krishna. And this is what Krishna comes to teach. Sarva dharman parichaja, mame kam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papi bhyo moksha ishami masucha. He told Arjuna, don't worry about all these things, all these complications, all these obligations that you have. Surrender to me. Surrender to me. And I will deliver you from all sinful reaction. Don't worry. Don't hesitate. Become sarvatmaraya sharanam, sharanyam. Then you'll become peaceful. Gato mukundam parihritakartam. Krishna is the deliverer. He's the maker and he's the breaker. No one else. And if we surrender to Krishna, then immediately we find satisfaction and peace. And this is the only message that actually is important in the world. All the other obligations and all the other kinds of arrangements that we make in the world, Prabhupada calls stopgap measures for some kind of happiness, will leave us with more anxiety. There's never a time of peace when we're maintaining a motive within the heart that maybe some way, somehow I can be happy in this world. It's like the princess and the pea. When the princess had, they tested to see the princess because her body was so delicate that if they put a pea in, they weren't sure of the identity of the princess. So they wanted to test and see this was the real princess. I'm cutting to the end of the story because I only have 2 minutes. And that is, they put a pea under 10 mattresses. And then the princess, they asked her to rest on the mattress. And in the morning, they found that she couldn't rest. She thrashed. She tossed and turned. And why? Because there was one tiny pea at the bottom of that 10 stack of mattresses. And similarly, that's the affliction of the soul. The soul's so subtle, Krishna says. Jiva sukshma sarupo yam sankyatito chitkanaha. He's sukshma. He's very, very, very subtle. And that soul, when in contact with anything else but the flow of pure Krishna bhakti, cannot be satisfied. It cannot be satisfied. So what's coming to us through disciplic succession, what makes us actually happy, is following the authorized process. Shruti smriti paranadi pancharatriki vidimvina aikantiki harir bhakti rupatayaiva kalpate. There is a process. There is a system. There is a way in which Krishna makes himself available to the world, and it's through his devotees. And when we take that process, anyone takes the process, becomes convinced that there is no other purpose in life except for this. I surrender, I give up, and I'm going to do this. This is called faith. This is called Shraddha. Shraddha means Shraddha Shabdi Bishwas Kahi Surida Nishchoy Krishna Bhakti Koila Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. That I have this growing feeling in my heart that the only worthwhile thing to do is to surrender to Krishna. And that's a occupation. Surrendering to Krishna is not a one-time, it's an occupation, because it requires restructuring everything. Restructuring. Like when a company decides to go in a new direction, you know, they have to fire certain people, hire new people. Let's rewrite the bylaws. Let's start over and make this thing go in the right way. And so we have to do that too. We have to rewrite our bylaws. What is my bylaw now? I have to survive. I have to make money. Forget it. Surrender to Krishna. But how to do that? Step-by-step process. The process of Sharanagati. How to surrender to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada came and taught that. And it's just such an opposite message of what you'd think everyone would want to hear, especially when he came. He came in the 1960s when everyone said, you know, do your own thing. And, you know, don't listen to authority. And, you know, if it feels good, do it. And more sense gratification is better. This was being preached. You can, if you don't believe me, go back and listen to some of the records. No, don't do that. I can sing some of them for you. We used to listen to him all the time, and that's what everyone was saying. And then Prabhupada came in and said, no, here's a better solution, surrender. Surrender, and follow this system, follow this authority of Krishna. And so this is the message that's coming down to us. And it's not a new thing. It's what we all want. It's what's actually there within our heart. It's the vibration we know is right. So in the association of devotees, and by the process of bhakti that's been given to us through Rupa Goswami, we are Rupanugas. We are followers of Rupa Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada is a Rupanuga. He is a follower of Rupa Goswami. And we are following Srila Prabhupada. And by that process of following the disciplic succession, seeing what are the things that are favorable and applying them to our lives, and seeing which are the things which are unfavorable, and eschewing them, and gradually weaning ourselves off of them. This is happy life. And this is coming to us from Krishna himself. There is no other way to explain the happiness in devotional service except that it is real. And I always think, I was so happy to find the Krishna consciousness movement, to find the devotees, to be able to see a devotee, and to come into the temple. And throughout the years of being in Krishna consciousness, I've gone through many phases of my life. at least a few anyway. And also I've seen our ISKCON go through many different kinds of changes and phases. And throughout all those phases and changes, and even in the present day, when oftentimes people are confused about what's the right message, how are we supposed to apply the teachings, the answer is very, very simple. Coming back to the basics of surrender to Krishna, follow the teachings of Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, apply them to our lives. Follow the Dadati Pratyagrinati principle of loving exchanges with the devotees. And in this way, we actually experience our life's desire, abhishtadoham. This is what Karabhajana Muni describes as what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing. It's the thing we've always been looking for. So my experience is that by following Srila Prabhupada's instruction and applying what he has given us in our life, although it's not easy because every one of the senses has its own agenda. We're born into the world like that. Each one wants to go its own way. But by applying it, then life only becomes, our happiness increases. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. It's an ever-expanding ocean of happiness. That's the spiritual world. And this is described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his song about Narada Muni, how he sees the devotees coming together to chant the holy names of the Lord in unison. And Lord Shiva himself is screaming in ecstasy. The four-faced Brahma, he's an administrator of the universe, but he gives up everything practically and practically loses his clothes dancing in ecstasy in the kirtan. And the devotees are embracing each other in happiness. This is the mercy that comes down from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is flowing down to us. So we are the lucky recipients of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is coming down to us through Srila Prabhupada. And now Prabhupada ordered us. He ordered all of his disciples. He said, now you must become spiritual masters. You must pass this on. And that order is for everybody. It's not that just somebody has become a spiritual master, but everyone is meant to become a spiritual master. This is the order. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this to the Kurma Brahman. Kurma Brahma was living in South India. Those of you who speak Telugu, you know where Kurma Shala is, the Kurmastan, where the Kurma Brahma lives on the southern railway station. You can get off at one stop. It's about 8 miles from there. And there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the Kurma Brahma, and he taught that if you just take this process in your home, in your life, with your family, then you'll become completely happy and satisfied. Kurma Brahma was a wealthy person. He was a successful person. He was well-liked in the community, and he told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to go with you. And Mahaprabhu said, never speak like this. Stay where you are. And he told him, Yare deka tare kaha, Krishna upadesh. Amaragnai guru hanatara idesh. He said, you become a guru. You stay where you are. And you take the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, apply them to your life, and teach them to everybody in your village, and become completely happy. When we do that, the omniscient, omnipotent, supreme personality of Godhead personally appears in our lives, in our homes, in our families. So we are doggedly attached and attaching ourselves more to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada coming down to us in disciplic succession. And it is my actual, as Nirkula was saying, that I get my inspiration from all of you. And that's a fact. You are all more qualified than I am. And I see that all of you have some scars and qualities that are beyond what I can ever imagine. And now that you're all taking up the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is my Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Actually seeing how all of you are increasing. Someone asked me the other day about how one knows one's connected with Krishna. And I said that you know, when somebody, when a spiritual master has a mission given, passed down from his or her spiritual master, and when that mission becomes the sole focus of that person's life, then their only desire is to expand the mission. Like we saw Srila Prabhupada, how tirelessly he traveled everywhere in the world and performed miracles at the age of 69 years old up until when he left the world with such vigor. And he went around, when we were coming back just from Hungary recently, we were realizing how difficult it is to fly from Europe back to San Francisco, and we were thinking about Prabhupada in his old age flying around the world 12 or 14 times, nonstop, tirelessly. It means that he needed more arms, he needed more legs, he needed more eyes, he needed more ears. This is what Rupa Goswami says, when you chant the holy name and you get a taste, your experience is that I need millions of tongues and I need millions of ears. These are not enough, what I have now. And similarly, when we take this mission that's given to us in disciplic succession, we will feel, I don't have enough time in the day. I don't have enough legs. I don't have enough arms. I don't have enough strength to spread this mission the way I want to spread it. The desire is unlimited, but the facility is limited. I can answer only so many emails in a day, I promise you. I was feeling morose because I got so many happy birthday messages. Somebody put out an APB in different places, and then they just came flowing. And I was feeling morose that I couldn't answer them all because I had other things to do, including finish my rounds. So this feeling is that I want to do more. I want to expand. And the only way to do that is if someone comes forward and says, I'd like to help. I'd like to also have a part in this mission. I'd like to do book distribution. I want to do this too. I want to sweep the floor. I want to sweep the floor. I want to sweep the floor here at ISV. I tell you the honest to truth, God, that's my favorite service, is sweeping the floor. I think Satyadev likes it too. Wherever we go, we sweep the floors. And I love it, but I don't have time to sweep the floor. I have the other privilege of talking to all the devotees and talking about what's going on, but I actually want to sweep the floor, but I can't. So when someone else sweeps the floor, I feel satisfaction. I feel like I'm sweeping the floor because I wanted to sweep the floor, but they're with me and they're sweeping the floor because I want to sweep the floor, and it's going on like that. And that kind of expansion is ananda. That's ananda. And that's why Krishna expands himself. Eko bahushyam means the one becomes many. Why? For his own enjoyment, for his own satisfaction. So I'm saying this, that you're, because you're here, I have happiness and meaning in my life. You are, everyone's coming forward and taking some service, and they're meant to have that service because Krishna is inspiring you from within your heart that I want to make garlands. I want to, you know, take photographs for Krishna. I want to do college preaching. I want to grow Tulsi Devi for Krishna. I want to, you know, start a nonprofit organization for Krishna and a language project. I want to do the internet for Krishna. It goes on and on. All the devotees have some individual genius from which they want to spread Krishna consciousness, and this is their desire in life. That thread that you have, that service, that mood that you have, that this is my thing, this is my service, that's your rope to hang on to, and it'll pull you right back to Goloka. It's your seva. Your garland making, it'll take you back home, back to Godhead. You won't have any difference. Time of death, when you're leaving the body, you'll still be thinking, your fingers will be going like this. Your gross body will be dead. The limbs will give out. But in your subtle body, you're going to be going like this. I had this experience the other day after playing Madunga for like 3 hours, and I was sitting there, my arms were, my subtle body was still going, and I thought, this is, yeah, this is how we go back home, back to Godhead. We must have an unlimited desire to go back home, back to Godhead. And we get that in the association of devotees, and we have to feed that flame by taking what's coming down to us through disciplic succession. Find out what is the authorized thing. Find out what is the right thing, and then take it. Once you know what it is, drink so much of it, take it all. Take it 24 hours a day. Once you're convinced that this is the right thing, then why would you drink anything else? Why would you take anything else? Why would you listen to anything else? You would take it 24 hours a day without stop. You'd become, like Prabhupada said, Prajapati was walking with him on a morning walk in Venice Beach, and he asked, how do we become advanced, Prabhupada, in chanting the holy names? And Prabhupada said, go watch the drunkards. He said, they go, and a person gets introduced to being a drunkard. He sits down with them, says, hey, how you guys doing? And, all right, you know. And he said, what are you doing today? And then we're having a drink. You don't want to have one too? Nah, no, go ahead, have a drink. And next thing that he's drinking, then he learns how to drink lots and then fall down on the ground and wake up again and then get some more money and then go. And after a while, he becomes a bona fide drunkard. And then Prajapati said, Prabhupada, you want us to become drunkards on the holy name? And Prabhupada said, yes, that's it. So that's there. We want to become drunkards. Everyone wants to be a drunkard. But not on alcohol. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to become a drunkard on alcohol. But becoming a drunkard on the holy name, that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. That's what he wanted everybody to do. And that's what we're getting. Our disciplic succession is so powerful. It's so specific. It's so magical. You know, the sound vibration that we're getting from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from these authorized books, it's going in the cave of our ear, and it follows a tunnel way, and it goes right into the heart. And it is having its effect. Radha and Krishna will dance in your heart when you get the mercy of Lord Gauranga. Gaura Kripa Ho Lehe. Yes. So this is our movement. It is real movement. The other movement that's going on is Banabhata Prabhu said in the Prabhupada's appearance day 2 years ago when he was here. He said he was driving along the road and he watched people moving along and he thought of them all as fish flapping outside of water. But when we come back into the disciplic succession, when we come back into the real flow of the water of the spiritual world, then we really swim, and then we're really, really happy. So I'm really, really happy with having your association. It's more than just having your association. It's that, honestly, I can't live without you. You've become my life and soul. I dream about you. I think about you all the time. Everything I do is for you because I don't see any difference. I feel like, you know, you're sweeping the floor, I'm sweeping the floor. You're going on book distribution, I'm going on book distribution. And when I'm away and you're doing something, I feel like I've expanded myself. It's a yogic mystic power. And I feel satisfaction. There's actually an ananda in my heart because of that, because of you. So I thank you very much for fanning the sparks in your own heart, taking seriously what's coming down through the succession, and I encourage you that the more you take it, the more you ingest this dangerous poison of Krishna consciousness. It'll kill you. It'll kill everything about you that is not desirable. The gopis saw that when Krishna was playing the flute. They were telling the flute, how have you come into this dangerous cult of being associated with Krishna? And does your mother know you're here? And the sound that's coming from the flute, it's going to affect everybody else. And that's a fact. That sound, that flute vibration is coming down. It's what we hear when we hear Srila Prabhupada sing Jaya Radha Madhava. It's what we hear when we read the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and every purport is like perfect poetry. How did Srila Prabhupada do that when it's his second language? And he came all this way and he wrote, that's coming from the Goloka, from the spiritual world. So this is the mercy of the disciplic succession that comes down. And once somebody has it, there's no denying it. It's not a philosophical pursuit. It's not a matter of arguing over who's right and who's wrong. When you have it, you know it. And that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, that when you eat food, when you're hungry, you know you're getting full. You don't have to ask. You know. And when you find it in the right place, you know it's there. So take it. Eat as much as possible. Become greedy for it. Steal if you have to. Steal stuff. Get as much as you can and ingest it. Because there's little time. There's not very much time. Oftentimes I think about all the devotees and what the full course of their life will be. Where they are now and what their full course of their life will be. And of course that includes leaving the body. And I wonder about each person. I wonder where will I be? Where will each person be when they leave? And I imagine the support that we'll all give to each person when they're in that final phase of their life, when they find out I have only a little time to live, and they have to muster all their spiritual strength to concentrate, go back home, back to God. And that's why we're here. It's a very, very, very serious thing. That's why there's not that many people here. If you do something that's not that serious, it's a little whimsical, lots of people show up for it. Because there's not that hint of, like, let's get serious. And it's like, wait, you know, I didn't come here to get serious. I came here to have a little fun, you know. Don't push that other stuff on me. But those of you who are here and you're taking it straight ahead, this is, you're going back to Godhead. There's no question about it. So please continue in this way. And thank you very much for allowing me to be amongst you and to participate, to dance in this kirtan that you're all having here, that we're having together. And I just want to increase it and have something to show to the world that Krishna consciousness works. That's what I really want to do. I really want to show the world that what Prabhupada said works. And there's no better way to do that than become Krishna conscious, because that's the only thing that works. The only thing that works is pure Krishna consciousness. Everything else falls short one way or another, and you always fall down from that system. Go Premanande Aribo! Hare Krishna.